Today we continue with lesson number 27 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shviyos. And today we will conclude the sixth perek by learning the sixth and final Mishnah of the sixth perek. And we will begin the critical seventh perek, the perek called Klal Gadol. Let's now learn Perek Vov, Perek Shishi, Mishneh Vov, Mishneh Shishis. We learned yesterday about the prohibition against exporting Truma or Peros Shviyos from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. We also learned that Rav Shimon says that it is permissible to export Truma Peros Shviyos from Eretz Yisrael to Surya. Now, we're learning about coming in the opposite direction. Obviously, the opposite direction doesn't apply to Shviyos, because there's no Shviyos in Chutz La'aretz. However, in the certain conditions, which we will learn about in the next Mesechta, which is Meseches Trumos, Truma does apply in certain areas, certain conditions, even Chutz La'aretz. So the Mishnah says, Ein Mevi'in Truma Mechutz La'aretz La'aretz. It's not permissible to bring Truma from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. The reason is given in the Yerushalmi, because we're concerned that the Kohanim, if they know that there's Truma growing in Chveis in Jordan, they're going to go to Jordan to get the Truma. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want to encourage tourism of Kohanim from Eretz Yisrael to wherever in Chutz La'aretz. Rather, let the owners of the Truma in Chutz La'aretz give their Truma to Kohanim in Chutz La'aretz. By the way, Truma, which grows in Chutz La'aretz, is by definition Tomei, because there's a gzera against Eretz Ha'amim. Land in Chutz La'aretz is all considered Tomei Midrabonon, and so was the Truma there. Nevertheless, the Kohanim would want the Truma of Chutz La'aretz, although it's Tomei, because as I explained yesterday, they can still use it not to eat, but for fuel, etc., especially if it's Shemen. Omer Rabbi Shimon Shemati Befeirush. Rabbi Shimon says again, I heard explicitly Shemevi'in Misuria Ve'ein Mevi'in Michutz La'aretz. You can't bring it from Chutz La'aretz, but you can bring it from Surya into Eretz Yisrael. And because Surya also has some of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The halacha is not like Rav Shimon, but rather under no circumstances, even for Surya, can Truma be brought from Chutz La'aretz into Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah seventh Perek, Klal Gadol, begins a very important topic, and that is, we know that Peros Shviyos, their fruits which grow during Shviyos, are subject to all the laws and rules which have just begun to learn about of Kedusha Shviyos. You can eat it, but you can't do business with it. You can eat it, but you can't waste it, and other aspects to Kedusha Shviyos. And it's subject to Biur. When the time comes when Kol L'chayim and Hasoda, as I explained now several times, you have to take all the Peros Shviyos out of your own property and declare it Hefker, etc. The question is, to what species exactly do the laws of Shviyos apply? Klal gadol amru b'shviyos. So a major rule was said about Shviyos. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos explains why klal gadol, that's a very dramatic way of saying things. The Gemara there says, because gadol onsho shel Shviyos. Shviyos is no small thing. And the punishment for not keeping Shviyos properly is very severe. As the Torah itself tells us. And also, Shvius applies not only to human food, but even to animal food, which is not true, for example, by Ma'aser, which only applies to human food, not to animal food. So, Klal Gadol, Amru B'Shvius, Kol Shehu Ma'achal Odom, anything which is consumed by humans, so certainly grapes and olives and corn and wheat and barley, etc. But even, as we will see, food which humans don't ordinarily eat except b'shas hadchak, except when it's really, really hungry, no food around, then you eat that. That also qualifies as ma'achal adam, which to which the laws of Shvius apply. U'ma'achal behema, or if it's animal food, that also is subject to the laws of Shvius. U'mimin hatsova'im, and also those plants which are not used for eating at all. They're used for dyeing. They are used to prepare dyes, to color garments, etc. These are also subject to the laws of Shvius. Ve'eno miskayem ba'oretz, anything which doesn't last forever on the ground, on the earth. If you leave it, eventually it will decay. It's not evergreen. That these are subject to the laws of Shvius. Yeshlo Shvius, the rules of Shvius apply, meaning there is Kedushas Shvius upon these Ma'achal Odom, Ma'achal Behema, and the Min Hatzova'im. Uledom of Shvius, if you take these peros and sell them, now we learned, of course, that basically it's not permissible to sell them. But we will also learn later that there are certain conditions under which it is permissible to sell peros shvius. So if you sold peros shvius or exchanged peros shvius for something else, uledom of shvius, the money which you procured from exchanging the peros shvius for money, that money also now has a kedusha shvius. And if you take that money and buy something else, that something else, the money is now no longer kadosh, but the something else which you buy, which you bought, I do have kedusha shvius. So, for example, I sold grapes which were peros shvius for $10. That $10 now has kedusha shvius. If I take that ten and the peros shvius remain kedusha shvius, they don't become redeemed, so to speak. But the money now also takes on kedusha shvius. If I take this money now and I buy a steak, meat, that steak now becomes peros shvius, has to be treated as if it was peros shvius. I take now the steak and I exchange it for fish. The meat now, the steak is now no longer kadosh, but the fish become kadosh kedusha shvius. If I take this fish and change it for wine, and the wine for shemen, etc., etc., the rule is acharon, acharon nitfas. The peros shvius remain peros shvius no matter how many stages of exchange they go through. But the last item in the series of exchanges retains kedusha shvius, whereas all the intervening stages, they go out b'lechulin. So that's the meaning of uldom shvius. Yesh lo bir, any of these plants that we're about to itemize, but which fit under the rule that the machalot, the machal behema, minat sovim, the enum iskayim ba'oretz, there is a biur, meaning there's a time when they're not matsui, when they're not, these species are no longer freely available out there in the wild, in the farms, in the fields. So from that point on, yimuchuyav in biur, and all the implications of that, uledom of biur. So too, whatever you exchange it for is also subject to the rules of biur. Now the Mishnah asks, fine, v'yeze, what are some examples of ma'achal adam, of food for human consumption, which has kedusha shvius, even though it's not, it's not grapes and olives and wheat and barley. It's something unusual, but still it's ma'achal adam. So there's an entire list. And I'll explain to you the meaning of some of these things as far as we know them. Many things we're not 100% clear, or various botanists who are interested in the specifics of these species debate the nature of these species. But you'll get the idea. We'll get the idea by simply going through the list. So one item is Zeh Alei Haluf HaShoteh. The leaves of the luf, we already had this luf before. It's a, some people compare it to an onion. It's some type of a bulbous plant, HaShoteh, which grows wild. So it grows wild. So that luf HaShoteh is also human food. All right, you're not going to normally use it in your salad with lettuce and tomatoes, but it is a human food in a pinch. And also, Alei HaDandana, the leaves of a dandana, which the Rambam translates into Arabic as nana, which we know nana is mint. So those leaves are also machal adam. People eat mint. Ha'ulshin. Ulshin is usually translated as something called chicory, sicurium, chicory. So ulshin are also machal adam. Vahakreshin. Creation is usually translated as karti or cress, certain type of vegetable. Vahoragila, and a type of herb called regila, which is translated as in the Hebrew as chalagluga, and in the European languages is called portulak, some type of parsley or something like that. Venetz hecholov, and also a species which the Rambam says is used for medicinal purposes, which raises an interesting question. If plants used for medicinal purposes only are considered ma'achal adam or not, some say that this is a milkweed, a type of weed where when you cut it, a white substance comes out of it. So all of these are ma'achal adam and subject to the laws of Shvi'as. U'ma'achal behema, what about ma'achal behema? What are some examples of foods for behema, which where Kedusha Shvius applies? So with the regular fodder, which is used, we understand what species are used for animal fodder generally. But what about unusual food for animals? So the Mishnah says, Hachochim v'hadardorim, kots v'dardar, different types of thorns, which camels eat, are also included in the category of machal behema and subject to the laws of Shvius. Umi min hatsovim. What about some species of plants which are used as dyes or as ingredients in preparing a dye, to which Kedusha Shvius applies? So they are, first of all, sefiche istis, the wild-growing istis herb, which is used for a blue-colored dye. Something similar to tcheles. Tcheles, of course, is not a vegetable derivative. Vikotza, and the plant called kotza, out of which a red dye is extracted. All of these, yesh lohem shvius, uledmehem shvius, yesh lohem biur, veledmehem biur. All of these are subject to the rules of shvius. If you exchange anything on this list for fish, the fish becomes kadosh b'kedusha shvius, etc., and are subject to the rules of Bior. When this Man HaBior comes for these various items, then you have to also be Mevayer, in our example, the fish, as we will learn in the ninth parak, more about the specifics of Bior. And so we have concluded the first Mishnah of the seventh parak. We've begun the seventh parak now, and we've concluded lesson number 27.